Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. I want to do something a little different. You know, normally we go through the scripture verse by verse, which is what we always do. But every now and then we get a little bit of a curveball. So we have a guest today. Can you imagine that? A guest on the podcast. My grandson from South Florida, Christian, is here. And, you know, when you think of grandson, you think of like five-year-olds and six-year-olds and things like that. Christian's 25 years old. Actually, my oldest granddaughter, Ariel's what, 28?
Yeah, she's about 28 right now. Yeah. You're getting up there, people.
I know, man. When you start getting grandkids pushing in on 30, it's a sad thing. No, actually, it's a blessed thing. It is a very, very exciting thing. And so he's literally flown into town to go to a men's retreat that we're about to go off to here in about 5 hours. And I thought, wait a minute, I'm just going to throw him up on this podcast right here. Because God has been doing some things in Christian's life.
Oh, yeah.
So what's he been doing?
He's just calling me every day.
He is.
He is. It's a choice that we make every day, and I feel just the wickedness surrounding us right now, and I'm just trying to dive in and just pursue him on a daily basis.
Now, he lives within an area that is...
not so good.
No, it's good. It's good. It is. But wickedness prevails.
Yes.
You said it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you said it. And God has you there for such a time as this. You know, he plants us in these things. Quite often we think, oh, I want to be off in the Holy Land. The good news is, we were talking about this before our time right here. The Lord has sort of drawn you in a couple of curious ways into Hebrews.
That's right.
Book of Hebrews, which I haven't told you yet. That's probably the most difficult book to teach I've ever taught.
Is it?
Yeah, you would think Revelation. Everybody thinks Revelation. Everybody thinks Genesis. But Hebrews, man, it has so many layers and so many things. And I mean difficult in a good way. But what you really see within that is you find out that that we are the kingdom of God. Man,
that's right.
His power and presence is in us. And so he's got you where he's got you for such a time as this, as comfortable as it may be for some of us, as uncomfortable as it may be. And so he's sort of rocking your world with that, huh?
You can say that again.
He's sort of rocking your world with that, huh?
Absolutely. I do feel called to be there. Just, I have such a heart to help people and minister to people, and it feels impossible sometimes because it just never ends, right?
Yeah, and it is impossible, but remember this, God tells us this, and he told us in two different ways. He told us in the positive and told us in the negative. He says that with God, nothing is impossible.
Amen.
With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
And you're absolutely right. We can't do anything, and you want to be in that position. Or you realize, I cannot do this. I can't do this. Even Jesus, when he was here on earth in his corporeal existence, was like that. So he had a whole day when he's teaching. He gets home, and people are there, and they're wanting to be healed, and they're wanting to have demons cast at him. He does that. Somehow it winds down. Jesus would send people home. He had no problem doing that. It winds down late at night. He gets up early in the morning, and he goes to the mountain to be with the Father because he knew what? That in and of itself, in this corporeal existence, his physical existence, that he couldn't do it. And he told, you know, he had to be with the Father. He had to be with the Father. And that's what he's leading you into.
Yeah.
That you have to be with the Father.
Absolutely.
Now, you've always had a soft heart. You've always been the good kid. But you also know you have a lot of friends. You have a lot of acquaintances. You've been in environments to where you know that people need the Most High God.
Absolutely.
And that's where the Lord's breaking your heart and revealing things and showing things. So we're about to go off our three-day retreat, for lack of a better term.
I'm very excited.
What are you wanting God to do with you? Put you on the spot right here.
Yeah, just I want to have a revelation. I want him to just reveal things to me, man. I really want to dive into it. I want to be fed.
You see that in Ephesians 1. It's great. It talks about having enlightenment, illumination, revelation of the Most High God. And so that comes about in several different ways. Christian walked in while I go to my office, and he started stealing my books. Can I get that one right there? Can I like that? And then, okay. That's one way. One way is receiving from what people have written. The other way is from the Word itself. We need to do that. Another way is the Spirit of God. The way that you're really going to experience it this weekend is with this, the Spirit of God. It's through the Word. You'll hear people speaking the Word. It, not necessarily preaching, not necessarily teaching, but speaking the Word just as natural as you're breathing right now. But then you're also going to experience it from the body of Christ, the entire body, and then from creation. So right now, we can look out the window right here. What's the Bible tells us? The heavens declare the glory of the Lord. And you look at it, and if you just look at creation, Romans 1 talks about that. There's two testimonies, the inward testimony that God's placed within every human being, that he exists, and then the outward testimony of creation, that God exists. You're going to experience all that. And the real thing that I'm wanting all of us to have, and that's the reason I bring this up, is to have the heart to receive. That's what you're talking about.
Yes, that I do.
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
I'm sorry.
No, nothing to be sorry about.
Yeah, I'm very open to receiving Christ, like, full force. I don't want to be in control anymore. I want to be led everything I do just by the Spirit. I do not want to be in control anymore. I'm ready to surrender. I'm just so tired of feeling defeated and upset and frustrated, and it's hard for me because I feel like I'm too religious for the world, but I'm also not religious enough for the church, and I'm stuck on that in between, you know?
Oh, let me tell you, welcome to our world. It's a great place to be.
That's right.
Where Jesus was. It's a great, your heart's broken for the world and you love the world and you're in the world, but you're not of the world.
Exactly.
The only people Jesus got mad and angry at were the religionists. He didn't get mad and angry at the sinner. He got mad and angry at the religionist and one that was doing that. And so even when you're in that religious world, which I have spent decades in, you're still what? The salt of the earth. You're still the light of the world. And you just be who you are and don't allow that to come and superimpose things upon you and to destroy you. And you'll be amazed at the fruit of it. It may be decades before you see the fruit of it. You may be in a different place. We've experienced that twice. Well, actually three times, but particularly the last two times that we have moved. So we are at one place for 14 years, then we move. We're hearing from people from that place, which is where you live, South Florida, of what happened. And you never really knew it till years later. We're at another place for 24 years, and then we move. So I've been back a couple times for funerals and things like that, hearing the same thing. Oh, this is what God has done, and this is what he was doing. And they're talking about things from 10 years ago. So, you know, 14 years, 24 years, I just thought about that. Maybe we'll have 34 years here. If we do, that means that I will be like 95 years old. Why are you looking at me like that?
You don't look a day past 40, people.
That's right. But you don't know. You never know. And so it's so important to have that heart. And I'm so excited for you. I'm excited for what you've been through. And I don't even know what you've been through, honestly.
I know.
But I'm excited about it because God's going to use that.
I know. I feel it, too. I have a story to tell, and I know it can help people.
That's it. So I did a funeral 2 days ago, one of my best friends. And that's the last word I told the family and told the people there. I said, tell the story. Tell the story. Tell his story. Tell these great stories of him. Tell it to yourself. Tell them to your kids. Tell it to your grandkids. Because, and not just to keep the memory alive of something, but because of a life well lived before the Most High God, tell the story. That's all the Gospels are. It's just telling the story. So anyway, I just want to take a moment here, guys, for y'all to meet Christian, and y'all be praying for him, praying for us. We'll be gone for 2 or 3 days. We'll still do the podcast. I'll probably be doing it on a deck above the Atlantic Ocean, so you may hear some seashore. May drag Christian in there to join me. Anyway, y'all be blessed, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.